cases rising again. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The new variant of COVID-19 spreading across the country.
Nearly 85% of the U.S. population is in an area with medium or high COVID activity, with most infections from BA5, the most immune-evasive subvariant so far. It can infect you even if you've been vaccinated or had a previous infection. But White House COVID-19 response coordinator Ashish Jha tells ABC's This Week, existing medications are still helping to prevent people who get sick from winding up in the hospital. Dr. Jha says if you're over 50 and have not received a COVID shot sometime in 2022, you should go out and get one. It will offer protection against severe disease now and will not preclude you from getting an Omicron-specific booster.
Fox's Jonathan Seri in Atlanta. 22 prospective jurors chosen for the trial of Steve Bannon, the former Trump advisor, charged with contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with the committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot. Lawyers for Bannon and the federal government are expected to further pare down the list to 12 jurors and two alternates. A West Virginia judge has stopped enforcement of a 150-year-old abortion ban, which could mean abortions may resume there.
Circuit Judge Tara Salongo ruled in favor of the Women's Health Clinic of West Virginia, saying that irreparable harm would be done to those who are pregnant by rape or incest if the statute was enforced. The Women's Health Clinic is the state's only abortion provider, performing more than 1,300 procedures last year. After the U.S. Supreme Court's overturn of Roe v. Wade, abortions were canceled, fearing women who sought them would be prosecuted. State Attorney General Patrick Morrissey says he will appeal to the state Supreme Court.
Fox's Krenal Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Senate Democrats could start moving forward on a scaled-back, build-back-better bill this week.
President Biden is urging Senate Democrats to quickly pass a drastically slimmed-down reconciliation bill focused mostly on bringing down prescription drug prices. A reconciliation bill needs only a simple majority working around a 60-vote filibuster threshold. Initially, the president had hoped to move an ambitious package worth nearly $2 trillion for education, climate, and other social initiatives. But West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin has balked at increased spending, citing inflation concerns. Manchin says acting on climate provisions should also wait until later in the summer to see what happens with inflation and interest rates. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has announced that he plans to retire by the end of President Biden's term, January 2025. Fauci, who's 81, was named director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases in 1984 and has led research in HIV, AIDS, respiratory infections, Zika and Ebola, and COVID, and has advised seven presidents. Uber settles a federal lawsuit for overcharging people with disabilities.
The Department of Justice, in a court filing, says that Uber has agreed to a multi-million-dollar agreement to pay more than 65,000 disabled Uber users in settling a lawsuit alleging the rideshare company charged discriminatory fees for wait times. Users that, for example, use wheelchairs who needed more time than the 2 minutes the company allowed before it started charging. Uber, as part of the two-year agreement, also commits to waive wait time fees for all Uber riders who certify that they need more time to get in an Uber car because of a disability. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow lost 215. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.